Good morning. This is Victor Kilo 6, Bravo Mike Whiskey, for the Bernie Goat Shavers Net on Thursday, the 27th of April. Very good morning to everybody out there. We have a Zoom video session running, and the remote is running on VK6ARJAR at the moment. That's all seems to be working fine. So far this morning, I've heard Ron, VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo, and Clive, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey. Do we have any more takers for the net this morning? Call now.
VK6 Whiskey.
And there's Daniel, VK6 Whiskey Echo. So the group this morning, Bravo Mike Whiskey, Alpha Romeo Echo, Charlie Sierra Whiskey, and Whiskey Echo. Any more? It must be a bit warmer this morning. Clive hasn't got his jumper on. Well, you're having one of those flushes. yeah, it's 15.5 degrees, actually. It's not too bad, is it? And barometric pressure's climbing a little, 1,018. I've still been playing around with telescopes and a new computer and the power supply for it all. It was quite good, actually. I got Lynn to carry the power pack, and I was able to move the whole lot, holeless bolus, anywhere in the backyard sort of thing, and linked it to the house or the shack computer via the Wi-Fi. Still got some work to do, but yes, eventually the power pack will hang off the tripod as well, so I won't need the additional body. So that was working well. Got a picture of the moon last night, but still, that was a bit of a problem. An awful lot of cloud around. Anyway, enough from me. Round to you, Ron. VK6 Alpha Romeo Echo. VK6 Bravo Mike Whiskey.
Yes, okay. Yeah, thanks, Richard. This is VK6 ARE down here in Bunbury, where we have got a lot better morning than yesterday morning, I can tell you that. We're 13 degrees in my back here right now, and sun is actually shining, and we've got blue skies. But I did predict more rain for today and tomorrow, so that's fouled my system up completely. I wanted the sun to come out and the clouds to go away and the rain to go away so I can spray my lawn. Oh boy, how the weeds coming through! So not much good spraying it while the rain's about. So yeah, it's held me up. Well, my signal, I'm glad my signal's come up and we sorted out. I must have a problem in my tuner, because as soon as I drop the tuner back in, I lose power. So I don't know what could be wrong. A tuner's a pretty basic sort of a thing. I'll have to take the covers off or something. I can't work out how that would be. But anyway, I'll have to sort that out. But the reports from signals outside now are much better, and I seem to be able to hear better also. So there's something definitely right going on there. All right, well, everything's fine down here. Hopefully we're going to have a nice day. VK6SW.
Yeah, fine there, Ron, VK6ARE, and the group, VK6 Charlie Sierra Whiskey. Well, let's start at the beginning with good morning to Richard, to Ron, to Daniel, and to anybody else that might have the misfortune to be listening. And yes, I trust everybody's keeping well, and yes, the rain showers have definitely eased off, but it did say on the news there was a high probability of showers this morning, and poor old Pussycat just proved that, because about 20 minutes ago, skies opened, rains came down, and Pussycat came in rather wet, so he got well and truly caught. Anyway, nothing that a little bit of wiping down with a towel, a little bit of food to compensate for her misfortunes wouldn't fix up. But according to the airport, the wind at the moment is westerly, a bit to the south of west, 230 degrees at 4 knots. Visibility is better than 10 kilometres. Light rain showers in the area, few clouds at 2,000 feet, scattered cloud at 3,000 feet, and that looks about right. And I can see some little bit of cumulus here, moderate-sized cumulus out there, so it could be rain-bearing. Current temperature is 14 degrees, forecast is 21, and the QNH 1,020 hectopascals, which has gone up a couple of notches since yesterday. Anyway, fine on all your telescoping activities there, Richard. Well, the moon is waxing at the moment, so I think it'd be about another 8 to 10 days before full moon, I would think, something like that. Haven't looked it up, but it won't be too long before you get a full moon. You can have a good look at it then, see how that's going, always assuming that the cloud cooperates with you, of course. Anyway, one thing I did do here yesterday, I've got the round controller back together again, working nicely. Turned out to be a dud Zener diode, of all things. And, oh dear. It's a fairly simple circuit, actually, but, it's obviously a bit touchy. Anyway, with component values. But in the afternoon, I just nipped down to JCAR and got myself a 500-ohm linear pot. Because it does seem that the value of that pot is actually critical. I tried pots of different values myself, that I've got a 1K pot and I've got a lower value one as well, that are both linear, but neither would work quite right. I couldn't get the actual full-scale deflection on the pointer when swinging the potentiometer from one end to the other. And my guess is that the voltage may be critical for the circuit to operate correctly, and 500 ohms, which is strapped directly across the one half of the power supply voltage, is probably critical at 500 ohms. Anyway, that's a guess on my part, because I haven't got a circuit to prove that one way or another. But I had a bit of a laugh this morning on the news. They reckon that food prices have gone up 8%. I don't know where they do their shopping, but they sure as heck don't do it where I do my shopping, because the food prices in some cases have doubled. And other cases, they haven't gone up quite so much. But I think 8% was a pretty low estimate. On the other hand, I see we're also employing retired United States Navy admirals to tell us what's the matter with our Navy. And, not tell us what's the matter with it, but reviewing our naval forces. And some of these folks, we're paying one of them, I think it was $5,000 a day, and one was a little bit cheaper. And as far as I'm concerned, why don't we row our own boat? Why don't we copy New Zealand? I wouldn't go so far as to say raise two fingers to America, but quite frankly, why we should enrich American shareholders buying all their armaments when, quite frankly, we could probably buy better ones from Russia. And cheaper. What about that? VK6 Whiskey Echo in the group, VK6 CSW.
Yeah, VK6 Whiskey Echo, VK6 Bravo Mike Whiskey. Do we have any more takers from the net this morning? Call now.